Contentious Senate Judiciary Committee hearings continue today around U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Those hearings included pointed questioning from area Democratic senators, Cory Booker from New Jersey, and Delaware's Chris Coons. Joining us to make sense of all of this is WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo. Matt, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Matt, why don't we start with Cory Booker. He was much in the news today. What was the gist of his questioning?
Well, it was more so what he did. Last night during the hearings, he started reading what are called committee confidential, which you can kind of think about it as classified. So the Judiciary Committee, they don't have classified documents, but members of that committee were allowed to see things that the rest of the public wasn't allowed and that the rest of the members of the Senate weren't allowed to see. Well, Senator Booker took some of those committee confidential documents and started reading them at the hearing, which broke rules. Eventually, Republicans released them or agreed to, so it became this big back and forth. But the senator could have gotten in trouble by his fellow Senate colleagues. He could have actually been booted out of the Senate and expelled if they wanted to. It became this very dramatic thing. But when I talked to Senator Booker about it, he said he's got no regrets.
So forget about his questioning my motives. Let's look at the merit of what I'm saying. Anybody can see that we are being asked to vet a candidate seeing only 10% of their resume. That's not fair. I don't even think it's really in accord with what our constitutional duty is.
And Matt, in terms of who is questioning his motives, let's now hear from Republican South Dakota Senator John Thune.
He's obviously running for president in a Democratic primary, and I just think it's all part of the political theater, that kabuki theater, that candidates that are trying to appeal to their party's base have to go through.
Matt, perhaps politics is a part of this, but Booker, if I understand correctly, defended his decision to disclose, saying what he was disclosing was not a matter of national security. What was the gist of the documents he was bringing to light?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. And if you remember, and I'll remind listeners, Mr. Kavanaugh had worked under the George W. Bush administration as legal counsel. And so they were claiming, Republicans were claiming, hey, executive privilege, the Bush administration doesn't want these released, you know, deals with national security, et cetera. Mr. Booker is saying, no, some of these documents dealt with racial profiling. Some of them also dealt with conversations in the Bush White House about Roe v. Wade. And so Mr. Booker is saying, hey, you guys are misleading the American public here. This stuff should be a part of the record. Americans have a right to know this stuff, not just us on this committee. And as you heard from Mr. Thune, people are looking at Mr. Booker as someone eyeing the White House for 2020, and they're saying, hey, you're just trying to score political points. Mr. Kavanaugh is going to get seated. There's nothing Democrats can do about it because they're in the minority. Quit trying to score these political points and have a win. Let's focus on the judge himself.
Matt, any validity, though, to the notion that perhaps Booker was auditioning for a potential presidential run?
Well, there's a saying here in the Senate, and remember, there's only 100 senators, that there's 100 people in this building who think they all belong in the White House. So I don't think Mr. Booker's the only one auditioning for a potential stay at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Let's then move on to Delaware Senator Chris Coons. There was an interesting moment when Kavanaugh acknowledged that he and Coons went all the way back to law school knowing each other.
I know, and that's the thing. Mr. Kavanaugh seems well-liked by people on all sides of the aisle, but he's locked in this bitter, hyper-partisan warfare, which really dominates most everything in the contemporary Washington. So while the two of them may get along, When the cameras aren't rolling, the two of them have butted heads a few times, especially when it's come to Mr. Coons questioning him on his past writings and rulings on executive power. And this is what Senator Coons told me.
The judge gives answers that are correct, but misleading.
What is he referring to?
So he was talking about some of the judge's rulings, namely when it came to one of his rulings on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which Congress set that up in a way so that the president could not fire the head of that. Now, Mr. Kavanaugh ruled in one of his rulings that the actual CFPB was unconstitutional because the president should be allowed to fire anyone underneath him. And now Coons goes a little bit further and he says, under that reading, the president, Mr. Trump, could fire special counsel Robert Mueller. And if he did, there would be no way for Congress to intervene in that except by impeaching the president. And now Mr. Coons says that wouldn't have worked back in the Watergate days because all the tapes that we got from Mr. Nixon, which became what actually led to his ouster from office, would not have been allowed under Mr. Kavanaugh's viewing. So, yes, the whole hearings get into all these legalese things, but this is very important. The jot and tittle of these cases is vital and will impact all of our lives. This is the Supreme Court we're talking about, so the minutia here matters.
And indeed, WHYY listeners are invited to tune in at 8 this evening for an NPR special highlighting key moments of the confirmation hearings to date and looking at how a Kavanaugh confirmation might affect the Supreme Court. Matt Laszlo, we thank you for your insight this evening on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo.